Joining us now from the Royal Society of Chemistry, the editor of Chemistry World, that's Mark Peplow. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Chris.
Thank you for coming in. Now, this looks amazing. Non-stick at the flick of a switch.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic, doesn't it? This is a group of scientists from Bell Laboratories in New Jersey in America that have created a material that switches from sticky to non-sticky just at the flick of a switch. Now, they've made this out of what they're calling nano nails. And these are, well, very tiny nails. The head of the nail is about 400 billionths of a metre across. That's 500 times thinner than a human hair. And a huge array of these nails, which are made out of silicon, coated in a fluoropolymer that's kind of similar to what your non-stick pans are made out of. Normally, liquids are repelled by these nail heads, so they bead on top. But if you apply a voltage, it actually changes the electrostatics of the nails, and it sucks the liquid around underneath each of the nail heads, and it spreads the liquid out across the surface, just as you would expect a liquid to normally spread out across any kind of sticky surface. And as soon as you take the voltage off again, the nails regain their original properties and the water beads up again on the surface. It actually works for lots and lots of different types of liquids.
Oh, not just water?
Not just
what
water.
What sorts of applications?
Loads of liquids, you know, sort of oils, petrol, things like that.
What could you do with this? I mean, it sounds pretty amazing. What sort of applications are being suggested for it straight away?
Well, the scientists that have worked on it have suggested a couple of things. One of them is use in certain types of specialised self-cleaning surfaces. But at the moment, what they're working on is to try and use it in very miniature labs, just the size of maybe a centimetre across, called labs on a chip. They're ways of processing very small amounts of material, and they're working on using these surfaces to move liquid from one place to another in those little chips.
Absolutely amazing. We'll have to watch that space very carefully. Could come in handy in the kitchen as well. Now, take us on a trip to Paris, because you've got some interesting insights locked away in amber as to what Paris used to be like in the past.
That's right. Hey, what was Paris like 55 million years ago?
This is the city, not Paris Hilton.
Yeah, that's right. ask a paleontologist and they'll tell you, well, you know, it's probably a sort of tropical forest, essentially. You look at the fossil record and temperature records, it suggests that it was covered in tropical forest, surrounded by shallow seas. But chemists in Paris have found an interesting confirmation of this in amber. Amber is just fossilised tree sap, and they found a piece from 55 million years ago in Paris, and they've looked at some of the chemicals in it, and they found a very unusual chemical that belongs to a class of compounds called diterpenes. They've looked at it and thought, what sort of tree chemical could this have come from? And by doing a clever bit of chemistry, they've worked out that it came from an acid called isoozic acid. This has only really been found in one type of tree before, and it's an Amazon rainforest tree. So they're linking this as evidence to say that whatever type of tree this fossilised resin came from, it was probably a tropical tree, an ancestor of the sorts of things that we see in the Amazon today.
It was definitely growing there. This wasn't brought in from outside by various geological processes or something.
No, they looked at various different amber deposits from the Oise River, which is near Paris, and the tree that they're linking it to is called the Burundanga tree.
Sounds catchy. And finally, talking about rivers and things, fish live in rivers and people are doing interesting things with fish scales.
Yeah, this is great. This is such a nice little story. A cool bit of detective work, really. Have you ever wondered why fish scales are so shimmery? For quite a while, we've known that it has something to do with the fact that the fish scales have crystals of guanine in them. Guanine is a chemical that's one of the information-carrying molecules in DNA. Interestingly, scientists in Israel have pushed this story one stage further. Normally, when you grow guanine in the lab, the crystals come out as a prism shape. But they actually looked very, very close up using both X-rays and electron microscopy at the guanine crystals that are found in fish scales. And they found that they were very thin plates, not at all like the prisms that you'd normally get. And in fact, more than that, the thin plates, the thickness and the separation of them is perfect for reflecting visible light. The thickness of the plates determines how good they are at reflecting certain wavelengths of light, and they're just perfect for reflecting visible light. Now, if you look at how much energy it takes to grow certain types of crystal, it's a lot easier to grow normal prism crystals.
So how do these
in the
fish
lab.
Do it?
So the fish are expending quite a lot of effort and energy to grow these very specialised forms of crystals. Now, the team that are working on this from the Weizmann Institute Institute, they think that the fish likely has an inhibitory factor in their skin, which as the crystals of guanine are growing, it's controlling the way that those molecules stack up together, and that's what they're looking for next.
Thank you very much. That's Mark Peplow. He is the editor of Chemistry World, which is a magazine from the Royal Society of Chemistry. And they have the most amazing podcast on the Chemistry World website. If you go and give it a listen, you'll see why I'm saying that. Thank you very much, Mark. It's been great having you on the programme.
Thanks, Chris.
On the way, we'll be finding out with we'll be catching up with Chris Vallance, our technology correspondent, to find out what must-have gadgets you should have in your kitchen and living room. He's been to the Consumer Electronics Show in LA.
Fancy listening to the Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Mm-hmm. Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.